you have an ID on you?
Me?
Yeah.
Why do you need an ID? For any reason?
Because you said you saw what happened, correct?
Yeah, I was inside the gas station.
So I need to confirm who we're talking to. That's all. Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Station 18 Robert 41 information. We're 10-6 with one witness here at 7-11.
One copy.
Captured on your phone?
No, not the shots, but the aftermath.
3 David, down to 1097.
97 and Junior Brantley diverting traffic. Clear traffic.
We got Julian Brantley.
137 12, I need another unit at the location with crime scene tape staff.
Yeah. I don't see anybody on this side. I'm just questioning witnesses over here.
Station 854, I have crime scene tape in the back of my vehicle. I am 10-6 conducting traffic.
Yes, we'll get there. Just don't leave, okay?
213 so we have the crime scene tape. We need someone to cordon off the area.
Okay. All right. All right. Thank you.
Well, it looks like I have 3 Charles 788 Adam 11 still on route to you.
I'm not sure, I didn't really see what happened, I heard everybody away, that's why he's talking to him.
Well, I don't want to hear what he said, because I don't want to tell him what I said.
97, the area, where did they meet me?
Tino, I would do this whole thing. I'd do this whole thing. It's better to go bigger than smaller. Yeah.
I need to have him sit in the car with you and record it, but I don't want him talking in front of everybody else.
Okay. So I just want to get this.
Yeah. But
Tino, because Tino was coming this way.
If they saw it, bring him to your car. Have him sit in your car.
You want me to leave my car there? Or you want me to bring it in here?
No, your car's fine right there.
Okay.
But have him sit in your car.
Okay. Probably not. This is a crime scene right now. It is what it is. It is what it is. So you just mind following me to my car real quick? I know Bo was coming, and Pat and Nora were doing a script in Malibu for that search warrant for me.
Okay, where's Bo?
Bo was en route. He was running behind me.
Okay.
He was running behind me. Let me just clear this out real quick. Yep.
I did, yeah.
That lady in the blue did as well. Get some air in here for you. No, we're not going anywhere. I just wanted to get you away from a bunch of other people, man. That's all. Just give you some privacy.
3-10-12, is there a command post yet?
And that's just our radio.
That's all it is.
Station 5 Henry is working on setting up the station.
Good work. Command post is not set up yet.
Southbound Connor, right? If you guys take gas, just put it up there.
get my keys from my car?
Yeah. I'm just gonna park this car into a parking spot so this lady can get out of the gas station right there.
No, no one's leaving.
Oh, yeah, nobody can
nobody's leave. Leaving.
She's trying to do
this. No one's leaving. I guarantee no one's leaving. Appreciate you sticking around, dude. Do you have a home phone number, or is that just...
No, actually, we don't have a home phone number.
Okay, what do you do for work? So what's the name of it?
$20.
Dinner. Where is that at? Do you know the phone number?
Nah, I don't. I can look it up, though.
I'll find it out.
Okay.
You were at this USA gas station?
Yeah. 1033 still in effect, but without the tones, they're covering. 1033 still in effect.
3
Charles 7, copy. Rest of those over.
So you were at the USA gas station?
Yeah, I was parked right there.
Parked where?
Maybe on number, I think it's 4.
You were parked at the gas pump number 4?
Yeah, but then I got out to go get something.
So is that your car?
Yeah.
7.
To a car like you guys, you have to see if you will set up uptown Carmen.
What's your license plate number? You're parked at pump number 4.
It's home Sam 1097.
385
20. Car 11, give me the
K9. And you haven't moved your car since, correct?
No, I haven't.
So you're facing south?
No, I just got out to get some drink.
Okay, so what happened?
Once I got out of the car, my friend, he was like, oh, look at this guy. He's standing right in front of the police car. He won't, like, let him move, you know? Get by.
He's, like, talking to him, I guess, with the police officer. And I went out, but I didn't really see anything. But my friend said he did, like, see him, like, in front of the cop car. And then we went inside, and I went to go get some orange juice down there. But when I was looking outside, like, I don't know, I like heard gunshots, so I looked to my left, and I just see him, like, the cop shooting him, and the guy would kept going. He shot him like 6 times, and the guy just kept going, like he kept running after the cop.
Okay. So you were...
I heard 8 gunshots, but with my eyes, I only saw the cop shoot him 6 times, and then 2, yeah.
Okay, so describe to me what was going on. You said you were inside getting orange juice, correct?
Orange juice, yes. And then, I honestly, just the gunshots came out of nowhere.
And then you came outside. Uh-huh. Well, I saw
before you went inside, you said your friend said,
"Yeah, the,
hey, look at that guy."
Yeah, yeah.
And what did you see when he said that?
I did see the guy like in front of the cop car causing trouble.
What kind of trouble?
Like just like messing with the cop a little bit.
Like what? Do you recall hearing anything specific?
No, because I was far away. Like it was all the way over there, and I was pretty far distance.
Where was the cop car?
Right there. Like.
Right. Which here. One is his? The SUV?
Yeah, the SUV, yes.
That's just
police,
north of
police
Daly,
city
correct?
Of Cameron,
okay,
yeah.
So he's parked on the east side.
Yeah.
Facing north.
Yeah.
And the individual was where in proximity to the officer?
Like, he's touching the cop's car. He's physically touching the cop's car.
What? Where on the car was he touching?
Like in front of the vehicle. See, and then
but when I'm saying specifics, like, was he touching the door? Was he touching the hood? Was
honestly
he touching
think
the
that
grill?
That man was off. He was some drugs, and he was just like.
Why would you say that?
Because he looked like. Honestly, he looked out of it. And I looked at him.
Okay.
Yeah. Honestly.
So he was touching the car.
Yeah. And where then the cop car got out. And the cop got out, and then.
Do you recall where he was touching the car?
And like in front of the hood, on top of the hood. Around there.
Towards the officer's side or the other side?
You know, like where the left side of the cop car.
So on the opposite side?
Yeah, yeah.
So the passenger side?
Yes. And then I heard, and then after, before that,
so
I heard,
from the proximity we're looking, you're probably
about like 200-300 feet away.
Yeah, about 300 feet.
Yeah. And before that, I talked to some people that were talking.
So this is as soon as you got out of your car, you saw the individual touching the front of the cop car as the officer was still inside the car, correct?
Yeah, and then the
Do you
officer
recall
got
hearing
out.
Anything?
No, I went inside the gas station after that. I thought that officer would handle it and just put him in handcuffs, but I guess there was gunshots involved. But
okay,
I,
so you didn't hear anything.
No, I didn't
officer
hear
got
anything,
out.
Anything, yeah.
And is that the last thing you saw before you walked inside?
Before I saw the gunshots. That's
okay,
the
so then you walked inside.
And got my juice, and then I just saw. I didn't even pay for my juice. Like, I'm sorry. It happened so fast. I ran out, and then I went back in there and paid my juice. So fast happened. Also, I heard of some individuals talking to the person that got shot. He was asking them for a cigarette at the stop sign. And then I guess that happened before that, and then he went over there, like, caused trouble with the officer. But I don't know where those individuals
so that's,
are.
So that's, okay.
Yeah.
So you were inside getting your juice, and then what happened?
After I got my juice, I just turned my head because I heard gunshots.
And where were you in the store when you...
Right, you know those refrigerators are right there?
Okay, so in the
against
back,
the
like, where they
right
have
there,
the water?
Yeah. And then I ran out.
Are you on
the
far side towards, like... Chewy's on that side, or
yeah, no, I was inside the.
Or you want more towards like 24-hour fitness, like facing 24-hour fitness?
No, I was like right in front of the coffee.
Okay.
The coffee thing, the Hava.
Okay.
Right there.
And then what happened?
And then I ran down the lane, and I.
So you, when you were inside, you heard what?
I heard six gunshots, and I saw him. I saw with my own eyes shooting six times.
So what caused you to look outside?
The hearing of the gunshots.
Okay, how many did you hear before you looked over here?
I heard one, and then I looked, and I heard five others. But I saw also, like...
Okay, once you heard the one gunshot,
and
at that point you stated you looked outside, correct?
Yeah.
What did you see when you looked out? Right, when you were in the gas station,
you
looked out the window. What did you see after you heard the first gunshot?
I saw the individual that got shot physically running after the cop. But the cop was still physically shooting him. Repeatedly, and the person would not stop moving. He would keep
okay, how
going.
Far how far away was the individual when you said you saw him running towards the officer?
If I was the cop, the individual was as close as me, standing up like this. He was like running, and he had a knife on him. That's what
Do
I
you
heard
recall.
The
which what kind of knife?
I have no idea. I just heard that. Around, maybe.
Did you see a knife?
I didn't see a knife, I just heard other people
okay,
say that.
Okay, so let's,
I didn't, yeah.
Let's back up just a little bit.
Okay.
Just take a deep breath, you're doing good. You said you heard one gunshot, you were inside, you looked out the window.
Uh-huh.
Once you looked out the window, you saw the subject running
towards the officer, and the officer was still shooting.
Okay, and then you heard what as the individual was running towards the officer?
I didn't hear anything. I just heard gunshots and I heard a
How many gunshots at this point? This is, we're at the point where you heard one gunshot.
And then I
you
saw,
looked outside.
I heard six and then two more.
So you heard six?
Well, I'm still going because there's more to it. The officer shot him like at least one or twice on the ground. Twice. I think.
So six more gunshots.
Six and then total two more when he was on the ground.
Okay, so...
six while he was still moving, and two when he was defenseless on the ground.
Okay, so now, when he was moving towards him, you referenced with your hands approximately 3 feet, three and a half.
Like
and he was running at him from a 2 and 3 foot distance from him?
And he was still going, but...
2 and 3 foot distance.
Like, yeah, about that. The most 5 feet. The most. Three and a half to 5 feet.
And when you say running, describe that, because everybody
like,
has a
hands out... Like kept moving, six shots to the body, kept moving like a zombie. Honestly, that's what I saw with my own eyes. Still kept moving. Like, I've never seen that. Like, I've never seen a person get shot six times. Chest, like, legs, everywhere, six times. Still kept moving with hands out.
Did you see anything in his hands at that point?
No. Like, I just saw him running.
So he's about 2 to 3 feet from him, no more than five?
Yeah.
And that's where you said he was shot six times?
Six times and then two
Now,
times.
Why do you say six? Were you counting the shots or you just believe it was six?
No,
or?
I heard six.
How did you hear it? Describe what you heard.
I heard one pop, looked over, and then I just heard clips coming out.
How so?
Like, pop. I don't know how to say it. Like, I just heard them. Like, I heard a lot of gunshots.
What
shots.
I mean by that
the
is...
The range...
Because me and was my... Was it... In fast sequence, was it delayed? Was it two and then
can
four
get,
more?
Can I get a little moment to rethink
yeah,
about it?
Yeah, of course you can. Take your time. Yeah. And if it's going to help you too, a lot of times it refreshes your memory if you just close your eyes. So just close your eyes.
Okay.
Think of yourself at the gas station. You just get out of your car, correct? You look to your left. You see an individual touching the left passenger side of my partner's car. And you believed at that point in time the officer got out, you believed he was just going to handcuff him and take care of it as you walked inside the store. Close your eyes. Just try to think about it. Now you're inside the store, you're getting your juice, you hear one shot. Just think about it now.
Honestly, six... I want to believe there was like eight gunshots.
Though. You're saying in total, correct?
In total, yes.
Okay.
But what I heard, I want to say, yeah, like, honestly, I did hear a lot of gunshots, six. I heard six, but I believe there was eight.
Can you recall, after closing your eyes, what the gunshots sounded like?
I heard one pop off, and then after when I looked, he did another one. And then he still kept going, and he shot him like three more times.
And this is as he was walking.
Yeah, as he was running, like not running, but like, you know, like a zombie, dude. Like, he kept going, like he did not stop. Nothing was stopping him from getting that call. After.
Do you recall where do you think the shots landed? Could you tell?
Yeah, one like I believe one in his shoulder because I saw it pop back, stomach area. What else? None in the face, I believe, because I would probably see there would be a lot of blood, but none in the face. No face shots, just body shots.
Now, what was the officer doing as this individual was, as you say, running towards him or moving quickly
the officer,
towards him?
Officer just looked like he's just trying to defend himself. He was just.
And what do you mean by that?
I don't know what caused the officer to do that, because I'm not the officer. I was not in.
What I mean is, was he backing up? Was he moving
yeah,
to
he was
the left?
Back,
do you recall?
Backing up completely, no side movements at all. At that point, there were, you know where that second cone is right there from
yep,
the...
In front of the
yeah.
Fire truck?
Yeah, that
or
one.
Or right by the front fire truck?
Yeah.
Yep.
Right there,
Mm-hmm. He just started running backwards, and then they ended up where the...
Did he turn around and run backwards, or did he back up still facing the subject?
When I saw it, he was already backwards. When I looked over, one popped off, and then he was already moving back once I looked over.
Okay, so now we're at the point where he got shot six times. Yeah. The officer was backing up. Hands were out in front of him, correct?
When my eyes were on the officer was already backing up, shooting at the individual.
And then what happened?
And then after that, the individual fell after the six shots, and then he was on the ground.
Fell how?
He slowly onto the
front, to the side, onto his back.
Forward onto his face, onto the pavement on the street, the sidewalk.
And then what happened?
And then after that, I saw the officer just... another cop came. I think it was this one right here. This one. No, it was the undercover cop that came first.
Okay.
It was a blue car. That blue car came first.
Okay, that's behind the SUV?
Behind the one that was shooting the bullets at the person.
Okay.
And then after that, the officer that shot the individual still had his gun out, I believe, and they handcuffed him. Put him in the handcuffs.
Okay, but after he fell to the ground...
Yeah, that's what they did.
You stated earlier that there were two additional shots,
Yeah.
Describe that. You didn't say that in this one. Can you back up and refresh your recollection? Yeah.
Well,
so as you got shot twice, six times, and then you
shot
said
him
he
twice,
fell forward.
And then another officer came, and then after that, the individual got shot. I mean, not shot, handcuffed, I'm sorry. Just wow. Ooh, okay. I've never seen that.
Okay, what I want you to fill in is... He got shot six times. He started falling forward onto his face.
Yeah.
Where did the other two shots come in?
When he was on the ground.
Describe that to me. So you said he fell slowly forward?
Yeah. Slowly forward, and the officer shot again, twice. That's what I saw.
Now he's lying on his stomach at this time? So then the same officer shot him two additional times, correct?
Yeah, well, the only one officer shot. Only one.
Okay.
And after that, they handcuffed him.
How soon thereafter the last shot happen? Did the second officer show up?
I want to say he was here between when they handcuffed him after they shot him, three to 4 minutes.
So 3 to 4 minutes after the last shot?
Yeah, and then they let him, I don't know what they did. They just looked at him for a little bit, and then I don't know what they were talking about, but then they handcuffed him.
And the 805? Anything else that you can recall? Anything else that you want to add?
No. I'm not going to get in trouble for anything, right? I didn't do anything.
No, you're a witness.
I appreciate it.
I'm going to give you
I'm
my
card,
too.
I'm just trying to help you guys.
No, I appreciate that.
Yeah.
We appreciate that very much.
Do you have any...
Here's my card.
Do you have any, Academy police papers or anything?
What do you mean?
So I can join the Academy for the police?
Just go on our website.
Just go to the website? Because my... I'm trying to be a cop.
Yeah, just... I appreciate your time.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
You got it?
I appreciate it. Thank you. Do you have an ID on you?
Yeah.
Thank you. And you're with your friend's car?
Okay. Crazy day.
Yeah. Sad.
I don't know why the kid started the problem in the first place. First thing I said when we pulled into the gas station, that means get out the car and look what the kid's doing to the cop car right now.
This is as you were pulling into the gas station?
Yeah, as we pulled in.
Where were you in the car?
I was in the back left.
Okay.
And as we pulled into the gas station, like, we saw him in the middle of the crosswalk.
Hold on, in front
of
the hold on, look.
I don't know if it counts, but it's actually not a Z here, it's actually an S, but I went to the DMV last time to like ask them to fix it, and they charged me extra, and I was like, I didn't have money on me at the time. But I do have to go fix it.
Gotcha. What's a good phone number for you? What do you do for work, sir?
I work in Nautica.
What's that?
For sales associate.
So sales?
Yeah.
Okay. What time do you usually work?
It varies. Like today I was supposed to go in. What was it?
Varies is fine.
I usually work the day shifts. They don't have me work too many night shifts.
Okay.
And then I just work during the week. I just have weekends off. Like my weight and height or anything like that?
Yeah, I gotta be specific. And that's Miguel's car, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Alright, Samuel, so what happened?
So, walked in the gas station.
So, as you were pulling in?
So, as we pulled in, we saw the kid. Like,
where did you pull in from? See, my questions are going to be extremely specific. Okay, where did you pull in from?
We came in right here.
So
right
off
here,
Carmen.
Off Carmen into that pump, whatever number it is.
Number 4.
And I saw the guy walking across the crosswalk to the cop car.
At what point did you see him walking through the cop crosswalk?
As we were pulling in, so before we even got out of the car.
So did you see anything as you were coming southbound on Carmen?
No, I did not see. We didn't see him. And then as soon as we pulled in the gas station, I saw this angle, like right here as we're pulling in. I looked to my left, and I saw the kid coming across the crosswalk.
So he's coming across the crosswalk.
Right there.
So Daly, from the east Daly. Side, from yes. Daly. Well, this is all Daly, but from the other gas station, so like by IHOP.
Like right behind that car is. Right
behind. Okay,
the
so
car.
He's on the north sidewalk, walking west from the east side.
Yes. And he walked, and I didn't see what he did in front of the cop car. I just saw him in front of the cop car. I think he put his hands up, and we just watched that, and then we didn't think nothing of it. We walk inside the gas station, and then I was walking, looking at the bags of chips, and then I hear the first two gunshots pop off, and then I ran outside of the gas station, and I heard the other three, but I didn't see them. And then once I saw the kid drop, I saw another two shots.
So is he walking in the crosswalk as the officer was pulling up? Describe what happened in the crosswalk. Because you said he walked in front of the cop car, but from where it's parked now, that's north of the crosswalk.
He was on this side. Because I saw the cop car as we were pulling in, and he was already stopped at the light. So he was stopped.
On that side?
Yes. No, on this side.
So he was on this side.
So he was on this side of the road.
This is the west. This is west. So this side that we're on is west.
He was in that left turn lane, and he was right there at the light. And then the guy walked in front of him, and after the guy walked in front of him and did whatever he did.
Wait a minute. So he was crossing from this side onto the other side through the crosswalk?
He was crossing from the other side to this side.
Okay.
And he passed through the cop as he was coming, because I guess he was asking a guy on the corner for a cigarette. And then I don't know why he stopped in front of the cop car and did whatever he did. And then he walked back, and then the cop turned his lights on, flipped a U-turn, and then that's like all that happened while we were in there.
I'm confused. Flipped the U-turn. I need to picture exactly what happened.
He's in the left lane, right there, the left turn lane to turn onto Daly. The guy walked in front of the crosswalk. He started messing with the cop right in front
of him. So the cop was going southbound. He was coming from Carmen.
Yes.
This is Carmen. This is north. This is north south.
Yes.
So the officer was in the left turn pocket.
Yeah, he was not originally going that way. He flipped the U-turn.
Okay.
He flipped the U-turn to be right there.
Okay, so the officer. So southbound Carmen. And you said the individual was at the east side of the north crosswalk at Daly.
Yes.
Starting to cross in front of the officer.
Yes. And I believe it was like a red, like there was no crossing. Like it was red for him.
Do you recall what was being, could you hear what was being said? At this point, this is as you were pulling in, correct?
Yeah, as we were pulling in, I didn't hear anything. I just saw the kid crossing across the crosswalk.
And he was in the crosswalk? He wasn't outside of the crosswalk?
No, he was not. All right. And then once I got out of the car, we stepped, and like the kid was like right on the bumper, like right in front of the cop car. But like I didn't see what he was doing.
Do you recall what he was doing?
I saw him put his hands up, like he was like yelling or something, but I didn't hear anything. And then after that.
You heard him yelling? You believed he was yelling?
I believed he was yelling, because like just by his hand gestures.
Was he hitting the top of the cop car?
No,
or?
Hit the top. So I saw him put his hands up, like, to the cop car, and we turn around, we go inside, and after we go inside, I thought, like, I didn't think anything was going to happen, and then I heard the gunshots, and then I came running back outside.
Okay, so you went inside at this point, and describe what happened once you went inside.
Went inside, walked into the middle aisle right there where the chips are, and I was looking at the chips, and then I hear the first two gunshots. I hear them, I turn around.
Describe the shots.
Like, just I've been shooting before. It was just an echo, just a huge bang, just a huge boom, and like startled me. So I can't.
Were they rapid succession? Were they separated?
It was a steady, just boom, 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 boom. Like that's how they went.
That's like five shots.
No, but like that's
you said
that,
two.
Like,
oh, okay.
No, they all together. There was like, there's probably like 7-8 shots all together.
Okay,
like, that was the rapid session of it.
Okay, so let me get you to this point now. The officer was coming southbound on Carmen, correct? He's in the left-hand turn pocket. There's one left-hand turn pocket. There's one left-hand turn pocket there. You're stating the subject was at the North Daly crosswalk on the east side, crossing west in front of the officer.
Yes.
You don't believe that the crosswalk was lit to cross and he just started crossing in front of the officer,
yes,
correct?
Yes, correct.
At one point, he stopped in front of the cop car, put his hands up, and you believed he started yelling.
He had a skateboard with him, and I believe he rested the skateboard on the front like thing, and that's when he put his hands up.
On the front thing, do you mean the push bars, the hood?
Yeah, those black push bars that are coming out.
You believe, or?
I believe, and that's what like another witness who saw everything told me. Because I saw him with the skateboard.
Is that what your recollection of happened, not what someone else told you what they saw?
I saw him walk through the skateboard, and then when he put his hands up, he didn't have the skateboard, and then the guy told me that he put the skateboard right there. So I just put two and two together.
And at that point in time, then what happened?
And at that point in time, we were walking in, so my back was turned. We walked into the gas station. That's when I was at the chips, and then maybe
Before that, though, you said you saw the officer do a U-turn.
Yeah.
From where he's parked now, you said he started doing U-turns.
As we're walking back in, I look back, and the officer made the U-turn right there, parked right there.
Where was the subject at this point?
Subject was walking this way, away from the cop car.
So he was walking northbound.
Yeah, so he came across the crosswalk, did that stuff in front of the cop, walked back that way on the crosswalk. And
so he didn't continue further west towards USA gas station.
He
went back to where he came from and then started walking northbound on Carmen again. Was he in the roadway at Carmen or was he on the sidewalk?
On the sidewalk.
Did you see the skateboard in his hand at that time or?
No, I did not. I don't know what happened to the skateboard.
So the subject walked east, back towards the north sidewalk on Daly, when the officer made a U-turn.
Yes. I believe that's why the officer made the U-turn, because the kid did that, went back, and then tried walking away, so the cop made the U-turn, parked right there. Didn't see the cop get out of the car, though. Because that's when I was in the gas station.
And at that point in time, you continued to go into USA Gas. You went into the chip aisle, and then what happened?
I heard the first two gunshots, which made me run out. And as I'm running out, I hear 3, 4, 5 come out, and then I see the guy drop, and then bam, bam.
So after you heard two gunshots in rapid succession from what you just said, bam, bam.
Yeah.
That's how you heard them?
Yeah, it's like
you bam, ran outside.
Bam, 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 bam. That's not how many there were, but like that's the success. Like that's how. Like,
okay, so first you heard two.
Yeah, and then that's when I
you
came
ran outside,
and then I hear three more as I'm running outside, and then I see the guy drop because I couldn't see because I was running and like I could hear him, but there's cars moving by, so I didn't see it. And then once I saw the kid drop, I saw the cop shoot him two more times. And at that point, that's when the kid was just laying right there, like half on the curb, like in the street.
So you heard three more as you were running out. You didn't see him because cars were going by.
Mm. And then like as the cars passed, that's when I saw the kid drop.
How did he drop?
He dropped his hands like this, just back.
So towards the side?
Yeah.
Towards the side.
He just like fell off the curb.
And you just motioned, he fell off the curb onto his stomach.
On his stomach, like, yeah.
And then what happened?
And then I saw the cop shoot him two more times. And then that was it. And the other cop came.
Could you recall where you believe the subject was shot?
Looked like maybe lower back rib cage, maybe his leg, like back of the eye. Because he was already down, like, and he was on his stomach.
And when he was shot three times when you were running outside, do you recall where you believe where he was shot?
I'm guessing from what I'm guessing because
no,
he...
No guessing. Whatever you saw. Okay, you didn't see it.
I didn't see that.
At any point in time, did you see anything in the subject's hand or...
No, I just know he had a knife. That's what I...
How do you know that if you didn't see it?
Because everyone told me.
Okay.
They told me
but there's nothing that... The only thing that you saw was the skateboard, correct?
Yeah, I just saw the skateboard.
Okay.
Yeah, I did not see the kid pull out his knife. I did not see him.
So then,
I did not see the cop pull out his
knife. Can you recall what happened thereafter? You saw the officer shoot him two more times and after he fell down to the ground?
So after that, after he saw him two more times, he just walked up to him, had the gun pointed to him, just looking at him. I was this distance away. I did not hear anything. And then, like, maybe 30 seconds go by. Within that 30 seconds, another cop car pulled up right there. And then I saw the...
Is that the other cop car that's behind?
The other cop car on this side of the sheriff pulled up, and then I saw that one come through the gas station with the truck.
Okay, so the other marked black and white, just right where?
Right on the other side of the sheriff.
So that's going to be southbound Carmen, that first cop car.
Then he got out, and he drew his gun, and they just like, the cops talked to each other a little bit, looked at the guy, looked like they were talking to him, and then they handcuffed him, and then just like left him there, like, that was it. Wait for everyone else to come.
And when did that unmarked unit show up?
Like seconds after that one did. Like, it was fast. Within a minute, there was for sure at least like 10 cars here.
And that additional car, seconds later, pulled up. right behind the officer after he did his U-turn and parked behind him right in the crosswalk, correct? Can you recall hearing anything specific that was happening during this incident that stands out?
Just those gunshots. But I didn't hear the kid yell. I didn't hear the cop yell. I didn't hear any of that.
Do you recall what you said to Miguel as he was getting out of the car?
Yes. As soon as we pulled up, the first thing I told Miguel was, I told both of them, I said, guys, get out the car and look at what this guy's doing right now. Because we saw him walking across the crosswalk, and it totally looked like he was just egging on the cop. And then he stood there, and then he put his hands up right in front of the car.
And that was the point where you said he stopped in front of the car, he put his hands up. You believe he put his skateboard down in front of the car.
And then we saw him start walking back, so we walked inside, we thought nothing of it, and then we heard the gunshots, and then I came running back outside to see what happened.
So how long did you watch it after you accounted that he was egging on the cop?
Oh, just seconds, no more than, because I saw him walk back, didn't see him get to the curb. I saw the cop pull around the U-turn, but I didn't see the cop actually park. I saw him go to make the movement, but I didn't see him park. I didn't see the cop get out of the car. I didn't see the kid run at him.
Okay. Samuel, I'm going to give you my business card, okay? If you have any additional questions or concerns, give me a call. If there's something that you believe you forgot, give me a call. And you're supposed to be at work right now, right?
Yeah, but I called them and they know.
All right, so if they have an issue with that, you can call.
Yeah, I let them know. I said, hey, you know, you guys have probably seen this on the news. I said, this is like real stuff and okay. I'm not allowed to leave.
Okay, can I talk to you next? Were you in the car?
But I heard it inside the store when I was buying my drink.
Do you have an ID on you?
I do.
Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Well, I already called her and she's like, you'll do whatever they ask.
That's cool. Thank you.
Absolutely. I was in the passenger seat next to the driver.
So front passenger seat?
Yeah, front passenger seat.
Is all the...
Just got back from school yesterday, actually. I go to school in Boston. So some of my buddies back here.
I was born in Woburn.
Oh, really?
Yep.
I go to school in Worcester.
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 Yeah, I keep the California slang on it. Worcester. It's definitely how they say it over there.
Get your chowder.
Yeah. Go to the Wonder Bar.
Yeah.
They say all kinds of stuff. He's born in the East Coast. I like it out there for sure.
I do too. People are cool, man.
I love the winter.
I didn't.
Really?
I went to school in Rhode Island and all that did was rain. And in the winter, the rain would freeze. And then you couldn't get in your car because you couldn't. I went to Rhode Island in South Warwick.
Nice.
Rhode Island.
Yeah,
URI.
Some of my best friends that I live with are from Coventry and Cranston.
Oh, Cranston.
Yeah,
there
Cranston.
You go. And then our biggest rivals was Providence College.
Oh, yes. We've actually gone to see a couple basketball games out there.
For work, you go to school right now, correct?
Yes.
And where at?
In
BC?
No, I do not go to BC. Well, where I go current, because I transferred earlier, so I go to Anna Maria College right now. But I was in
Anna Marie?
Yeah, Anna Maria.
A-N?
With another A. Maria. Yeah, college. I transferred from Holy Cross because I couldn't keep
it. And that's in Worcester?
Yeah, Holy Cross is in Worcester. This school is in Paxton, near Worcester. It's like literally connected. Yeah, Paxton, Mass.
Okay.
how you want to say it.
Shows who I'm talking to.
Oh, that's alright. I understand.
What's up, Frank 1?
This is Frank 1.
Frank 1, ID 7274-3997 on Carmen of Canoe.
Frank 1, 1097.
The only thing current is not the weight, pretty much. It's up and down, so.
Boy, 12-3-11-1097. Nice passenger seat. Thanks. Can you describe what happened? From what I understand so far, start what you're telling me as you guys are traveling southbound on Carmen.
Okay, we come here to pull into the gas station. Well, the first thing I noticed when we were pulling up was there were a group of people over there at that corner.
So, at but the I corner of Daly and Carmen on yes. the east side, that's east?
Yes.
Just so you know, that's north, south, west, okay. east. Okay. So, when you're pointing towards the east corner of Daly and Carmen,
exactly,
correct?
Exactly, yep.
How many groups of people, or how many people?
Roughly, probably like 5 or 6.
Males, females?
One female, the rest males. I think I saw one Caucasian woman.
And all Caucasian?
Yeah, all white. Yeah,
okay.
She was
all white.
That's separate.
So they were at the corner. Were they approaching or crossing or?
They were. I honestly, because we were pulling in, so they were just. I thought it was just a normal conversation. I didn't notice the police officer come until we had parked right there.
What brought your eyes to that corner?
Oh, just
because as you're pulling in, you're coming southbound. Yeah. You're at the east entrance to the USA gas station,
honestly,
just north
was
of Daly.
Just looking around, I was just
okay. Nothing particular draw your eyes to them.
Absolutely
okay.
not. It just looked like a normal day, to be honest.
Okay.
Group of friends, so I don't know. People starting conversation, until I pulled in here is when Samuel said that he saw an officer come.
Do you recall what Samuel said?
He said, "Oh, there's an officer over there. He's talking to a kid, and he looks like he's pretty sketched out, something like that." And I just took a peek. We looked for a little bit. Sam and Miguel stayed looking. I went to inside to buy a drink.
What did you see? Once they said that, what did you see?
I saw
or what
the
did
officer
you
there, and I saw the skateboard.
When you say the officer there, back it up. Was he driving? Was he out of the car?
He was parked, talking to
the
victim.
He was parked where he is right now.
Yes, absolutely. Because he had flipped around to talk to that kid.
Did you see him flip around?
No, I did not.
So when you saw the cop car, you saw it from the position,
like
the
that.
SUV. That's on the east side, just north of Daly, on Carmen.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, so
it was after he flipped around.
So you heard Samuel say, "Hey, look at that kid. He looks sketched out."
Or something like that. Yeah, it was definitely like, there's an officer talking to a kid. He doesn't look too happy. He was definitely sketched out. So I don't remember word by word.
But you didn't see anything.
It caused me to look over.
Okay. And then once you looked over, you saw what?
I saw the officer talking to the kid through the window, the skateboard on the grill of the officer car. Because he was holding it, putting it up and down. And then after that, I went in the store, was buying my drink. I heard the shots. Miguel and Sam were still out here. So my first instinct was to duck, because I didn't know where it was coming from. I came out here, and then he was already being, the shots were over. Miguel was standing there, and you had just pulled up. That's how it all happened. I think you remember us standing here when you had pulled up.
Okay.
That says when, as soon as I walked out, Miguel's like, "Oh, he just shot him 2 times on the ground after the pre-occurring shots." And I was like, "Oh, wonder what happened." And then some other witnesses said they saw a knife being pulled, so I don't know.
Okay, so let's back up just from my understanding.
That's fine, yeah.
Group of 5 to 6 people.
Yep.
The east corner of Daly and Carmen.
Absolutely.
Nothing necessarily drew your eyes to that area.
Conversation.
As you were pulling through, Samuel says, "Hey, look at that officer talking to that kid that looks like he's sketched out."
Yeah, absolutely.
When you looked over, you saw the officer's vehicle stopped where it was at.
Talking to the kid.
Through the window.
Mm-hmm. on the opposite side. So he's on this concrete when he was talking to the kid. So he was.
So he was talking through the passenger's window?
Yes, sir.
And the subject was on the crosswalk?
Yes. And the sidewalk.
And then you stated the skateboard was on the grill?
Yeah, he was putting it down. He had leaned it there for a second.
But he was towards the front of the car, correct?
Yeah, I guess he was walking back. He put it there, and then he had gone back to talk. Because I saw bits and pieces of going inside, looking. And then he had started, picked up the skateboard, started walking, and then that's
so when the officer's talking to him through the window, and you're saying he's putting the skateboard on the grill of the car.
Yeah, near the grill.
He's on the... on the far side.
Absolutely.
So he's still on the passenger side. He's not standing in front of the vehicle or anything. He's still on the passenger side.
Because he's going back through conversation.
But like towards the hood of the car.
Absolutely.
So it was more on the hood, not the grill, right?
Yep.
Okay, the hood grill area.
The hood, because he probably had leaned across, like say you're the angled car, he had leaned across like this.
All right.
To put it there, and then he had gone back, talked, grabbed it, and then they started walking, and then I heard the shots.
So front right of car. It appeared that he put the skateboard on the grill of the car.
Because he probably didn't want to hold it, or he was getting ready to do something.
And then what happened after? So he was walking back and forth towards the window. Did you see him lean into the window?
No,
was
I
he
did
coming
not.
Out of the window?
That's when I was currently shopping. But as soon as I had stopped looking, I was walking in.
That so it looked like they were both engaged in conversation.
Yes.
Do you recall hearing anything at that point in time?
Did not hear anything.
Okay,
I
and then
in
you walked
when
inside.
I saw that kid started walking away, and then that's when I heard the shot.
The kid started walking away.
Yeah, and that's
as
when,
you were walking in.
Yes, and that's when the last time I had saw something.
And when you say walking away, you mean he continued north on Carmen on the east side sidewalk.
East side of the sidewalk, he was walking towards that area. And then that's when I came out and Miguel was standing there and the officer was waiting for response teams to come.
Okay, so and then you go inside the store. So as you go inside the store, the subject is walking north on the east sidewalk from Daly on Carmen, correct?
Yep.
And then what happened?
I came out and,
you're inside the store at this time?
Yeah.
Then what happened?
I heard the shots, I came out, and he was just on the ground, face first.
Specifically, what did you hear for shots? Numbers, how many, sequence, rapid, how slow, do you recall hearing
rapid.
Anything specific?
After the first one,
So you're inside, where were you inside the store?
I was at the, where you get the drinks at, where the Arizona section is, so the cooler area, far side. First time I heard it, I thought it was a tire, but then
what did you hear?
A big pop, boom, and then I looked over. Miguel was like, "Oh my god, someone's getting shot."
When you looked over from the drink section, you looked through the window, or you came to the window?
I looked straight at Miguel because he was the closest one towards the door at the time. So I was like, "What do you mean?" And then
Okay, so back up. You heard boom. Then what happened?
I looked at Miguel. Miguel was already running out, so I figured it wasn't outside because I was going to duck because I didn't know where he was. But then I came outside and then Miguel told me that he had rang. I heard like six other shots right after that, but I didn't
see
the
actual
shooting.
So as you were still inside, right?
Yeah. I heard the actual shooting inside. All the shots inside. Did not see.
So as you were still inside and Miguel ran outside, you heard six additional shots?
Yes. And he was standing there with his phone after everything.
Now, how do you know it was six? Were you counting them or?
Honestly, it was just rapid, and it was quick like that, and I put it in like rare judgment, it was not over seven or eight, so that's how I'm just going to explain it for
so
you.
So you heard six, and then what happened?
I was just out here in that time. And
then you came outside?
Yeah. All the shooting I saw was, or I did not see the shooting, everything I heard was inside. I didn't come out till after.
And when you came outside, what did you see?
The guy laying there face first, and... The officer still had his gun pointed at him, and he was just waiting for someone else to come before he got closer, I'm guessing. And then he handcuffed him, and then that was it.
So he's lying down face first. Where was he lying?
In the street, so his head was facing more towards, like, in a diagonal way, facing, like, the City Hall sign. He was laying like that, kind of face first sideways. on his stomach.
So facing northwest.
Yeah.
How far away was the officer from him when you came outside? You said he was pointing his gun at him.
Yeah, probably like no more than 2 feet.
Was the officer behind him, in front of him,
in
to the
front
side
of him?
Looking
at his face to see maybe if he was going to reach for something. I'm not sure, but he was at that angle where he saw everything.
So he still had his gun drawn?
Yep.
And then what happened, do you recall?
That was it. He just handcuffed him. And then everybody just...
Do you remember what happened that led to the handcuffing? Did he handcuff him by himself? Was there somebody else here?
Another officer was present when he had handcuffed him.
Now, what do you recall seeing about that when you say another officer was here?
He came up to the other side from... sorry, I'm all mixed up with the... So the officer's walking north towards the body. He walked to the other side.
This way south.
Huh?
This way south. Okay. That's north.
Okay, so he was walking south.
So the one that was facing him, facing his head with his gun still drawn at
him. Was looking north, yes.
Guys, can you guys just mind just waiting back there while I finish talking to him? I appreciate it. Okay, so the officer that's standing in front of him.
Was facing north, and the officer had parked that car right there.
Okay, so you're pointing to
the
unmarked cop, I mean the marked cop car, black and white.
Yes.
Another officer pulled up. Do you recall where he came from?
Yeah, he came from this.
Southbound?
Southbound, and then he walked. Continue walking southbound on the other side of the body, and then I guess they were talking, and then they started handcuffing. But the guy that pulled up in the unmarked car was the one that handcuffed him. Because the other officer.
Over there.
No. That officer.
That's a marked cop car.
Oh, okay. Well, the one that's on the other side of the sheriff, he had handcuffed him while this guy was still had his gun drawn, and as soon as the handcuffs were on is when he put it away.
I would have him come in here too. So the officer that was standing in front of him, he's the one that did the handcuffing.
Hey, pop!
That came in southbound.
Okay, I'm gonna give you my card. Questions or concerns, by all means give me a call.
Absolutely.
If you're not necessarily thinking of something that you think of later, by all means give me a call.
All right, sounds good, officer.
Fair enough. All right, Jeff, appreciate it.
Thank
you guys just stand by a little bit, okay? We got to get clearance for you guys to leave, and I'll check and I'll get right back to you.
Thanks for everything.
All right, appreciate it.